Hey guys, welcome to ANX Gamecast, bonus level 14. I'm Unbiased Ann, and I'm here with Genesis, and Billy is back to talk with us about Pokemon Go.
What's up, people?
What up?
What up? Billy, thanks for coming back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's always good to have you back.
You're good to be here.
So, what are y'all excited to talk about?
Pizza.
Ooh, that does sound good.
Let me see. Not really sure. Regirock. How about that?
Yeah.
I'm excited to talk about Regirock.
I'm excited to talk about... I'll go with Beldum.
Okay. Sounds good.
What about you, Billy?
Shiny Metagross. Come on now.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sounds good. All right, so let's go ahead and do the social media thing. Follow us at ANX Gamecast on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, SoundCloud, and the Apple Podcasts app. If you have any emails about today's show, please send them to podcast at anxgamecenter.com. Let's go ahead and move on to
round one.
And let's talk about the last community day, Chikorita.
Yay.
Wait, hold on.
Silence.
Got a button for that. No good?
Well,
I don't feel like any of us really participated in the last one.
What?
Like, not really.
What? No, we were out there. We were out in these streets.
Out in these streets.
Okay, so as far as me and
Unbiased Dan
goes, I think we had some logistical whatever issues, so I actually played right there in the living room. So I just threw on a bunch of incense every 30 minutes, and I was asleep during community day, and I had the volume on, and like every 5 minutes or so I would hear it pop up, and whatever it was, most of the time it was a Chikorita, but sometimes it wasn't, and I just kept falling asleep, dozing off in between every 5 minutes. And I don't remember how many I caught, but I did get one shiny, and I had enough to evolve it, and I think another bay leaf that I had that was kind of high IV. So that was it. That was my Chikorita community day experience.
Yeah, well, you got lucky on that one, because I was shocked when you told me you caught a shiny from our living room.
Wow, we got skills. I got skills, though.
Apparently. You know, skills. I didn't catch any. I did participate from where I was, but I just happened to be in a place where they had stops and stuff, but I didn't catch any shinies.
None. Zero.
Zero.
Okay.
But I'm not that upset about it.
I got an extra one if you need
See,
one.
Thanks.
So does that mean you got four shinies?
No. Well, all right. So I got two. Okay. But I didn't really participate in the community day either. I didn't do the walking around, didn't do the catching like I normally do.
Which actually, this is what stinks about us not participating in this one. It was like a nice day outside. We went through the whole summer out there, passing out, falling out. Mm-hmm. And then finally, it was like a cool, nice day, overcast, no sun.
Mm-hmm.
And none of us went out and played it.
Yeah, it almost felt like fall. It almost looked like the colors on Shiny Chikorita outside.
Right.
But no, I ended up just going up to Richardson, North Dallas, somewhere.
Yeah, people are like, where?
Where that?
Where that is?
I went into town.
I went into Yankeeville and caught me some Chikorita. No, I just sat in the living room with my little sister and her boyfriend, Josh. We just had a beer or two.
Aww.
Shout out.
Shout out to Diana and Josh.
Shout Aww. Out.
Do they play or no?
They do. They're pretty casual.
Didn't we see them at a EX Raid once?
You probably
or,
did.
Or twice?
Maybe once or twice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Your sister?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think like twice I remember seeing them.
It's a good possibility.
Oh, I don't remember.
The one that I think they were both at the same park.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Both times.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So anyway, do we know if Chikorita's new move or boosted her up into like a different level as far as grass type Pokemon go? because, you know, I have a perfect IV, one that I evolved a long time ago, and it, you know, it never shows up for anything.
No, your Venusaur always pops up for me. Never the, what is it? Not bay leaf. It's, what is the final?
The magnium.
Yeah.
Magnium, whatever it is.
The hibiscusaur. That's it. It looks like a hibiscus.
Yeah.
Made it with the dinosaur. But, I mean, it never pops up for me either. Frenzy plant, I don't think will make a big difference.
Mm.
Because you still got Venusaur with frenzy plant. So,
yeah.
Even if it did boost it, Venusaur is just that much
right.
higher.
Well, luckily for us, community day number 10, I believe.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Featuring Beldum.
10.
Wow.
So, man. I mean, so, okay, let's look at it like this. There were three community days that we just absolutely didn't participate in. One was the Surfing Pikachu, the very first one.
Yeah.
Because we were launching and kicking off anxgamecenter.com and our Twitch page, and we had a big giveaway, all that good stuff. And we launched the podcast. So, okay, cool. The second one, you were in the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
Not the second community day, but right. the second one that we did not participate in.
What? Do you remember what it was? Bulbasaur?
Was it Bulbasaur?
Yeah, it was Bulbasaur. Because remember I hobbled around
yeah.
in the hospital trying to like get close to get out of the room.
Yeah.
I caught one. I think I caught a shiny one.
I can't remember.
Anyway.
But I mean, three out of, you know.
10.
3 out of 10 or 9 or whatever. That's yeah. not bad. I am definitely, I don't care what's going on, participating in this next one. Because as of right now, as we speak, I don't have a Beldum. I have a Metagross.
What?
I don't have any of them. I've never seen them. It's not
never
like
hatched
I
them.
Never hatched them. Wow. But at the same time, what I will say is my hatching has decreased tremendously over the past like 6 months.
Yeah, same.
It's like I just don't even. I go out once I hit 40. Let me put it that way. Once I hit level 40, my hatching just went out the window because it was just a situation where I only got out to do certain things. And walking around catching random Pokemon and spinning stops was not a part of my daily routine anymore.
Yeah.
So I have one Beldum, and I do
what?
Have enough to evolve it
what?
To a Metacross.
Where'd you get that from, huh?
I don't know. you been out
there,
who are you with?
You been out there trading people?
No.
What's his name?
right. No, I've had this one. Oh, actually, I can see where I caught it, right? Oh, I hatched it.
Oh, okay.
I hatched it in March.
Okay.
Wait. I think I was in the hospital when I hatched it.
Okay.
Aw, see, I needed
that's
that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, 325.
So you probably don't even remember hatching it.
No. Well, I remember I was like, oh, Beldum. Be quiet.
Okay.
Okay, anyway.
So, sounds like
Billy
is the only one around here that you already have a Metagross, I'm assuming.
I have two Metagross.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
IVs or?
Yeah, 100 IV, one of them.
Oh, okay.
Whoa, of course you do.
I hatched that one.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was, I remember the day clearly. I was walking in the park and it hatched. I was like, oh, wow, I got some candy with this new hatch. It's probably crap IV, so I went to go check it anyway.
And like, you almost died.
I was like,
oh my God.
Bro! like, I took a screenshot. I sent it out in chat. I was like, look what I got.
That's awesome.
Jealousy all around.
You have a lot of good stuff. Because I remember I've been with you a couple times when you got like perfect things or like super high.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think you got a shiny something. Not Moltres. What was it before Moltres?
Zapdos or the Articuno.
One of those. I think it was the Zapdos.
Or both. I think it was. Didn't you get
no.
both?
Yeah, you did because when we did Articuno, remember you were like griping in the car because you rode in the back of that little car. You don't even remember. You were
in the back of the Geo Metro.
I know that's terrible.
Big dude in a little car.
I just remember you were sitting in the back seat and you were like, "Oh my God, look what I got!" And I just said. You had just said something like, these stupid birds are like, I'm not going to get a shiny. And then you got a shiny and it was like perfect.
Oh, okay. No, that was Ho-Oh. And it was shiny 96 IVs.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it looks like the bonus for this event is a little bit different because usually you have a catch bonus and we get extra Stardust. mm-hmm. right? This one is showing that the eggs will hatch in 1/4 of the time.
Oh.
Which is good because hopefully when this goes on, because I haven't hatched any eggs, so I haven't got my Mr. Mime or Kangaskhan.
Okay, yeah. Now hold on.
Okay, hold it now.
I just hatched 7 eggs yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and then I put all of the new ones in incubators.
Uh-huh.
So am I like, is that bad? Like, I'm not going to get the 1/4 the time?
What?
I do think it changes.
I think it changes.
It best change.
Well, but Community Day is not until the 21st.
Oh, that's right.
So you probably hatch them anyway.
So one thing I wanted to start to do on the podcast is actually tell people what the date is. Now that we're about to, where's my fourth wall button? Now that we're about to get in line with our podcast and stop releasing old stuff that we recorded a year ago.
Yeah.
I want to start actually talking about the date. So today is, we're actually still in September. So you'll
very end.
Yeah. So you got 22 days before Community Day or something like that. So you'll probably hatch those before. Maybe.
That's true.
Cause you still have to do your Eevee stuff for Celebi, right?
Yes.
So yeah. So you'll probably hatch those eggs. And as soon as you get your Mr. Mimes, you can trade them to me and you know,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you don't need that. You don't need Mr. Mom's.
I do need to walk, though, because I do need to hatch my Eevee for Celebi because I'm super behind.
Well, see, Billy's over there hatching eggs right now.
Yeah, I guess I drifted.
He just got He just got a perfect Mudkip.
No, perfect Mudkip.
He's got a perfect Pidgey.
I'm going to put that in every gym.
So anyway, 3-Hour Lures exclusive move as of right now has not been announced. So, again, I'm excited about that. I actually just got a new Pokemon this morning. Was it this morning?
No,
was it
yesterday?
Last night. I finally got the Spinda.
Oh, nice.
And I knew the trick. I knew how to get it, but I never seeked it out. So when it popped up, it was actually a surprise. I was like, oh, got him.
How do you get it? I don't know the secret.
You know the secret.
Well, tell me.
She knows the secret.
Remind you know me. The secret.
There's a specific
task
that you have to, research task that you have to complete.
And it's to make a great curveball.
A great curveball, or throw. Was it a nice curve?
I think it's a great one.
Okay, yeah, I think it was great.
You have to land it. You have to land a great curveball throw.
Just one?
Just one.
This one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
The challenge is trying to find that
task.
That
itself.
Task.
That's what I was telling you about yesterday. Remember when you got that, I was like, oh, this guy was telling me at work that the stop is a spin to
more than likely stop. That's where I got it from, because that's the only stop that I visit nowadays, because you know I'm lazy.
Okay, because I was like, I didn't know what he was talking about, and then you didn't say anything, so I was like, I still don't know what he's talking about.
So what happened was, like, I had already told her that like 2 months ago.
Okay, well, I don't retain information that long, so you have to like retell me stuff.
Okay, all right. So anyway, anybody, you know, have anything else to say about Community Day? Oh, one thing we forgot about with Community Day, the Chikorita. I know we don't want to go. Oh, hold on. I know we don't want to go back and talk about Chikorita Community Day again.
But, yeah, because we got through that one fast.
Yeah.
But at the end of Community Day, what did y'all think about the new Pokemon that was released and how they did it?
Oh, yeah. That was weird.
It felt like a glitch to me. It didn't seem like it was supposed to be building hype, I guess. You could say what I noticed is the Chikorita spawns that mm-hmm. disappeared,
yeah,
turned into the what's its name,
Melton.
Yeah, Melton. So then they all turned into this little tiny character.
I thought it was cool once I saw how small it was. I was like, yeah. Whoa, okay. So that part was cool,
but the shadows, the silhouettes that showed up in your body just kind of dominated everything, because it shows whatever you don't have, and it looked like a unknown to me.
It did. That's what I thought it was. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna get my first unknown ever in life. But so apparently not.
And it was a situation where, like you said, it was only for 30 minutes from what I remember.
I got like 4 of them, but then there was no more there. So,
and it turned to Ditto.
Yeah, they
or
were all
turned to Chikorita.
To Ditto, so I was like, oh.
Well, I think I got more than that, only because I had to still use my incense.
Oh, okay.
Because no Pokemon spawn right here. So, yeah, they showed up with incense.
There's one nearby now.
Oh, snap. Let's go.
Let's go do it.
So anyway, let's move on to
round two.
Round two. because I don't really think we want to talk about Melton much.
No, we don't know much about it.
Yeah, it's not a whole lot of information out about him.
This is supposed to be a brand new release, I believe, that you can send a gift to yourself if you have the new Switch game.
Okay.
Oh.
I believe that's one of the things I read.
Hmm. Okay. So, be looking forward to more information about that. So
that's in November, right?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Let's go. So anyway, Moltres Day. It seems like that was like 2 years ago at this point.
I know.
Yeah.
But
well, and it felt like it took 2 years to get there, because that one was way after. It's like the first two were like within a month of each other,
right?
And then like 3 months went by, and then we had Moltres Day. So it felt like.
So Moltres Day. So we did a little. We did something a little bit different. We actually went and followed a group like we normally do, and that was cool. But then we met up with Matt and his wife, shout out, and then we just went and did our own thing.
Yeah.
And that was, it was just a lot, it was just a lot easier. It was less chaotic. And we lost some time because we kind of had to backtrack and figure out where we had already went versus where they needed to go and all that kind of good stuff. And we messed up a little bit because we went to a location where there were no Moltres. It was like, what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if there's X-Raid scheduled, then there won't be a Moltres on that gym.
Yeah, so we probably missed out on four, but having a less of a headache, a hassle dealing with it was worth me giving four Moltres back, especially because I think I got three shinies.
Yeah, I got zero.
So at that point, I was like, eh, whatever, you know. And I think I already had like a 96. I know she has a perfect Moltres.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a 96 already. So three shinies on top of that. I was like, whatever. If we would have missed 10, whatever.
The problem is we have too many people in our group. In our little, what do you call it?
Our group.
Our Pokemon.
Chat group.
Pokemonsters group.
Okay. Which it's good that we have so many people sometimes. But for this, it was like, okay, this time we broke it into three separate groups, which was good because mm-hmm. then everybody had a different route to go, which was good. But it was almost like we needed like six groups. There's too many people.
I was in another group. I was maybe the fourth one, but I didn't really advertise too much like what my route was.
Yeah.
I just wanted to keep it.
I don't blame you.
Keep it to a single car. I mean,
the Geo Metro.
Yeah. But it just makes it easier to do it that way. When someone has to back out in another car, there's a second delay between that sending a message to the other car.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the information can get lost. Who knows? A lot of things can go wrong. So if you have that mobility with a core group of people, right?
Yeah.
Just going from one spot, all you have to do is give a vocal command, say, hey, let's back out or let's go in, whatever.
Well, especially if you're in the same vehicle.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It just makes it easier.
Yeah.
My group actually had two cars, and we did pretty well, you know, with each other. But I didn't want a whole big caravan. I didn't want, like, 25 people saying, oh, wait for me. We're still trying to catch a 70 IV...
Right.
Moltres in the last place, like, and like people with like multi accounts, they got like, I don't know, five or six accounts they're in charge of, trying to catch it on each one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
come on, don't be selfish. You gotta decide. I don't want to catch under a certain CP or
right.
You know, you got to keep it moving. It's a numbers game for everybody,
mm-hmm.
right? So you don't get to, you know, take all your time.
So I am with you as far as these people that have like 50 million accounts. However, what I will say is some people just want to catch for the candy. And I think we're going to get into that a little bit later with the old versus new conversation. But for example, Matt, shout out. You know, he kind of stopped playing for like a year and a half,
mm-hmm.
2 years. So
he's way behind.
This is his first Moltres. And in order for him to power it up, like he wanted to make sure he caught all of them. Not that you're talking about Matt, because obviously we were in two separate groups.
Right.
But some of these people, you know.
Well, that's when you really got to get with somebody. You need to form a group of people that have the same mindset as you, that are in the same
exactly.
page.
She
because
she quoting Bible scriptures. Over she wants everybody to be equally yoked.
No, but it is easier on everybody if everybody goes in with the same, like, we have the same agenda.
Exactly.
You know, if you need a bunch of candy
and an understanding,
then go with another group. Love you, but go with another group.
Maybe that's an idea for next time, if there is a next time. Maybe that's an idea. Like, okay, who needs what? Maybe that'd be a good way to break up the groups. Do you need
the candy argument doesn't really hold water for me personally, because you get rare candy with each victory on
so much rare candy.
You get a lot of rare candy, so you can transfer that rare candy into Moltres candy if you want. So there's a trade off there. You get maybe 3 to 6 on a single catch. You can get like 7 to, I don't know, however many rare candies.
But I think that's also depending on how you play. Because what if you only do 2 raids a week? Or you're only able to do 2 raids?
No, but on that day, though, you get a whole bunch.
Yeah, on that day. Every Moltres you beat, you get so many rare candy.
But what about your other Pokemon?
Well.
What if you wanted to power them up?
You got to pick and choose.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I think the main goal in Community Day is to get a shiny, is to get high IV Moltres or whatever bird
whatever
it is,
it is
or whatever
yeah.
it is. So you want to do a whole lot of them. You can't do a whole lot of them if you're trying to catch each one, because you got to go from one spot to the next. You can't really get shiny until they release Moltres again, which they did after.
So let's go ahead and talk about that. So. Does everybody feel good about that? Everybody had a lot of fun with that?
Yeah, great time.
What, with Moltres?
No.
Oh, I was like, what?
With the re-release of all the birds.
Oh,
immediately after all the different days for the birds. I was like, what? Like, we were thinking that Mewtwo would be everywhere versus, at least I was in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Early on, I was like, okay, our big bonus, right, ultra bonus, whatever it was called something, was going to be Mewtwo being everywhere versus what they actually did was
just put the birds back out there.
The birds and Mewtwo. So
I didn't like it. I'm not gonna
like, I don't feel like, and again, we're not at the old versus new yet, but it didn't make sense regardless if you just started back playing or if you've been playing since the beginning. Mm-hmm. It didn't make sense because if you've been playing from the beginning, you already have these Pokemon.
Right.
And if you just started playing, you already have these Pokemon and probably a lot of them just from those 3 specific days.
Mm-hmm.
So one needed them.
My only problem was with Lugia, because when we started playing, I never got a Lugia. That was the hardest one for me to catch. And we started playing, I think, when all the birds were out. So it was always like, we never knew what we were going to until it popped up. Mm-hmm. But somehow I only have 1 or 2 Lugias. Then when the shiny Lugia came out, isn't that when I was in the hospital?
Yep.
So I missed that. So, and now they haven't done a Lugia day.
They did. I don't know if it was a day, but they released Lugia again.
Oh, after my surgery?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
There was even a weekend where they glitched. It was like an hour or two with Lugia.
Oh, okay.
Because I got you the shiny one, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That is right.
You're the best. Right.
Just okay.
But I'm just saying, I kept missing out on the Lugia situation.
And so, to me, with the birds being re-released so quickly after, you know, Moltres Day, Articuno Day, some people didn't get shinies or some people didn't get like 100 IVs, you know, so
right.
Some of the group would focus on only Articuno, tag me if you find an Articuno raid, or tag me if you find a Moltres. But it was never everybody on the same page, so it was really hard after the fact to get people all together.
Because even with me, I never got the shiny Articuno, but I had no interest of going out to try to find one.
Yeah.
I was just like, I'm good. Like, whatever. Don't care.
Yeah.
Especially because, like I said, having a shiny is cool, but like I have a 98 maxed out Articuno, so I'm good. Like, it's like, whatever.
Yeah, that's how I'm. I mean, I would like a shiny Moltres, but I'm like, there's other stuff I want more than a shiny Moltres. Especially considering I may have to trade for it, and that's a lot of Stardust.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I may want a Mr. Mime more than that.
Yeah,
or shiny Growlithe out there. Shiny Geodude now.
The gold Geodude.
Ooh, Geodude. Yeah,
gold nugget.
Gold nuggets. But seeing Mewtwo out there was cool. I guess I don't know how I feel about it specifically. I guess I'm so used to it now.
Mm-hmm.
I've been desensitized to these legendaries, because it's just a situation, like I said, when I played the original game, you can only catch one of each of these mm-hmm. legendaries.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I always forget that.
Yeah, so just seeing Mewtwo everywhere is like, okay.
Yeah, and if you want to get a shiny, then you have to do a soft reset about 100 times.
Oh,
what does that mean?
So in the games, there was a possibility of getting shinies, legendaries.
Oh, in the handheld. So in I don't think I played any of the generations with shiny legendaries. Okay. I was real hardcore in like Gen 1, and then like I just picked it up every now and then and played a random one, but I didn't like play it.
Yeah.
Just like beat it, and that was kind of it.
Yeah.
So Mewtwo. So here's my short story about Mewtwo. We did one.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we did one, and I didn't catch it. Not that it was any good. I didn't need it, but up until then, I was at 100% catch rate for Mewtwo.
Oh.
From EX raids.
Ouch.
And then all of a sudden, I just do this random one that's out there because, you know, whatever.
Oh, that's one we did the other day.
Yeah.
At the mall. Yeah.
And I didn't catch it.
So how did that make you feel inside?
I don't know. It felt like a waste of time because...
Oh, well, especially we sat there and waited forever.
Because we sat there and waited.
That's when I was telling you about how it was like, I'm on my way. But then they didn't get there for like 30 minutes. Yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh.
So we sat there for 25 minutes, 30 minutes, then did it. And then I didn't catch it. So...
It was so annoying. Anyway.
And I think something happened after that. So we were going to buy some stuff at Hot Topic. Shout out. And I think, isn't that when we went and then the machine, their systems were down?
Oh, yeah.
So, it's like that whole trip to the mall was like a waste of time.
Yeah, because when we got there, they couldn't do anything anyway. We're like, oh my God, I guess we'll just come back.
Yeah, so we just had to go back up there the next day. So anyway, anything else about birds or Mewtwo?
The release of Mewtwo, I mean, some of our players, we have upwards of 30. Nearly 40 Mewtwo in our arsenal already, just for doing X-raids.
Yep.
You know, and the time it takes to organize these X-raids, to get people out there and to get everybody in the right lobby. I mean, it takes a lot of time and energy for these X-raids to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then now the release of Mewtwo at every raid now, every legendary, I don't know. It seems like I wouldn't say a slap in the face, but just anticlimactic. I don't know what you want to say about it, but it's not really a whole lot of positive things. So
I think they're using the opportunity to grab and hold on to these new players or returning players.
Well, yeah, or people who don't have a group, you know, that
because for me it was a little too soon.
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as you announced that you were stopping a Mewtwo EX raid, then you just released them everywhere. So it was a little too soon. Maybe like this time, like beginning of next summer, right?
Yeah.
Maybe would have, you know, I don't know.
Or if you're going to do it this soon, maybe you release a shiny variant at this point.
Right.
That would keep the interest going, I believe.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's probably to hold on to people.
Yep.
You don't want them to leave just because people are going to get frustrated if they don't have the means or whatever, you know, to catch this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure Pokemon Go and Niantic are doing fine, but the more money that they can bring in, then the longer our Pokemon Go experience will be new and enjoyable.
Yeah.
Because as soon as the money dries up, then that's kind of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
As far as for, you know, any regular updates and things of that nature.
Well, yeah, because if people aren't playing and spending money, they're not going to keep investing money into it.
Right. So, well, I don't know. Whatever. Let's move on to round three.
Round three.
We got a couple of different things to talk about in round three. I first, like I said, I'm excited to talk about Regirock. So excited about Regirock.
Are you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we've been slacking. We've been falling off. Probably too much MPQ in our life. I don't know. I really don't know.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. But we didn't fight one Reggie Rock. And if we didn't fight one, we definitely did not catch one. So, yeah. So, Billy, I'll take that 27-78 if you want to trade.
Oh, no. That's...
No? Okay.
That's Dwayne.
Oh, he's Dwayne. Got a name.
Dwayne the Rock.
Dwayne Johnson. That's
Dwayne
a good
the Reggie
one.
Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a perfect IV.
Oh, okay.
So you can't have that one.
Well, sorry for you.
All right.
So
I do have a 96 I could probably part with.
Okay. Sounds good.
I've got 11 of them. We got to work on our friendship.
Yeah, you got to be best friends first.
BFF.
Yeah.
But I will say I did look at the chat. There was a few times where I looked on the chat for Reggie Rock and there was no activity. Maybe because I waited too long after it'd been out, you know, and everything mm-hmm. kind of dies down.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, we checked a couple times, and it was just not really nothing going on.
Well, so I have to trade to get that one.
Yeah, with the Reggies, they released, what was it, Reggie Ice, then it was Reggie Steel.
Mm-hmm.
What I noticed is the first couple of days, people were really excited to go get them.
Yeah.
And then it like dropped off dramatically, I believe because they also nerfed these guys. They're supposed to be stronger.
Yeah, I heard Reggie Rock was really hard to catch. Did I hear that?
It could be.
I don't remember.
I was pretty high percentage for all of them.
Well, we don't count you.
If I may toot my own horn.
Right.
I don't have a toot button, so how about this?
Well, there you go. Let's not add that. I did think I heard that Reggie Rock was harder to catch. But see, it used to be back in the day when every time a new one would come out, yes, the first couple of days, everybody was crazy. Mm-hmm. And everybody was like, it was like Panic City. Everybody was trying to get there. Everybody was trying to catch it. But it went on for a good two and a half weeks. It wasn't really until like the last week of that month that people kind of were like, man, that's how it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is what I've been hearing. I'm not saying it's 100%, but what I've been hearing is similar to what we talked about on the last podcast about this burnt corn chikorita.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people are like, how can I say this? They're too worried about what the Pokemon looks like. And since it looks stupid in their words.
The Regirock?
The Reggie, all of them.
Oh.
They didn't care about him.
Really? I don't really care what it looks like, yeah. Honestly.
I mean, I don't either, but that's, I've heard that like multiple times. Oh, it looks stupid. It looks silly. It's a big dumb thing. It, you know, and then people just, whatever. I caught mine. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay.
Yeah, it just didn't seem like the interest. Like you said, it like fell off quick.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
And I think it's more of a, I don't want to say an unknown Pokemon, but generally speaking, and I could be biased. I mean, Gen 1 is, you know, Gen 1 is Gen 1.
Yeah.
Like, more people know, even if you never watched the show, they'll be able to recognize a Pokemon from Gen 1 versus these other generations of Pokemon.
At least our age group, right?
Yeah. So, it's like, because honestly, until they came out in this game, I had never heard of them.
Yeah.
Like, once I got a good look at them, I'm like, oh, I think I saw them. I got some cards upstairs. I think I saw them, but... I've never seen a show with them or a movie or played them in a game or caught them in a game. Like, I don't know what this mess is.
Mm.
So there's no nostalgia attached to them either.
Nope.
So that's part of it.
I don't have any experience. I don't have any history. I don't have any experience playing these games. I don't have anything to hold on to.
But you know Pikachu.
I did know Pikachu.
So.
But I thought Pikachu was Pokemon. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought it embedded, I don't know the word, but I thought it was like Pokemon and Pikachu were the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize there was anybody else.
So is that a Pikachu?
I'm like, oh, Pokemon?
No,
yeah.
That's a Mewtwo.
Yeah, right. Seriously.
It's a purple Pikachu.
I thought was almost like animal and dog. I thought, you know, Pikachu, Pokemon, same thing, basically. I don't know.
So what's the name of that yellow mouse? That's a Pikachu. Yeah.
So we touched on it a little bit earlier, but let's talk about the new EX raid pass system location and new EX Pokemon. So where do we want to start? It's not a whole lot there, but where do we want to start?
Well, the new updates, you actually get to see where the X-rayed locations are.
Yeah, so let's start there then.
So that helps.
It does.
So what do you mean?
So now in the upper right corner, when you click on a gym.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, there's a raid going on right now. But mm-hmm. if you click on that particular gym.
Yeah.
And you look at, you go to spin the stop.
Yeah.
Instead of like looking at what the boss is.
Uh-huh.
It'll, in the top right corner, it'll say
X-ray spot?
Yep.
Oh.
X-ray gym.
X-ray gym right there in the...
Oh, okay.
You see it?
They're not I didn't even open it. They're not changing it though, right? It is what they're still the same. It just tells you, like, for people that don't know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for people that don't know.
Okay.
Now you know.
Gotcha. Okay, I see it.
So, I mean that helps, especially if you're trying to round people up to go to a raid.
Yeah.
It's just more incentive. It's like, well, yeah, if we go to this raid, we can unlock Deoxys. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Who need enough people?
Unlock who?
That DNA looking one.
Oh, okay. That's the new EX raid boss, Deoxys.
The twisty arm looking guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean I really never knew who Deoxys was, but apparently he has four different forms.
So I that's one I've actually heard of and I've seen before. So the other new thing with the EX raid is the sharing of the EX raid pass. So my theory is, one, I think people ask for it, you know,
mm-hmm.
for some reason when it first came out, everyone was like, oh, can you send it to me?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think much of it. It was like, no, I can't send it to you. You know, get out of my face. So I don't know if that was a part of a specific game where you can invite people to do stuff. I don't know, but it's very strange to me or ironic that when EX raid passes first came out, a lot of people were asking people that, can you share it with me? And now all of a sudden you can share it with people. My other theory on why that is because this Pokemon has four different forms. So it may not be a whole year or whatever before we get a new EX. It may be only a couple of months and then we get form number two.
Could be.
So if this is Niantic giving us a better chance to get all four forms, if we can be invited to an EX raid versus having to go out and do it on our own, especially with these weird times.
Oh my gosh. Don't get me started on that.
Yeah, that they tend to give us, you know, 1 o'clock on a Monday.
That is so
Monday afternoon.
Aggravating.
It's like
it's not even lunch hour anymore. Like 1 o'clock, you're supposed to be back at your
gotta be
desk.
Back right. At the computer doing something. So anyway, how do y'all feel about the sharing of the EX raid pass?
I think it's a great concept. It should have been something they've done a long time ago. Like you said, I mean, people expected to be able to transfer them to another person or something.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the schedule doesn't line up.
Right. And then it just gets wasted.
Right.
Yep.
So
is it one of those things where, like, if you can't go, you can give it to me?
No. So, like, you can bring a friend.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. You can share it with, like, one person.
One person.
Right.
Okay.
And you have to be ultra friends.
Oh, we were right. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Ultra, I thought the other level too. I thought it was the level right before that too.
The great friends?
Yeah.
No, I think I believe it's ultra friends.
No, ultra friends, and then what's the highest one?
Best.
Best friends.
Best friends. Ultra or best. So those two.
Right.
At least
right.
Ultra. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So that, I mean, that's cool. I'm not saying it wouldn't help me. It wouldn't help me a lot right now. Cause I always do all the rating with
unbiased and
moi.
So it's like I said, there's been two times where she got a raid pass and I didn't. One, I got booted out of the fight and it didn't count.
Ouch.
And the other time, we don't know why I didn't.
Yeah, that was weird.
Like she got one, but I didn't, and we raided like at the same exact time.
Yeah.
So,
and this was a place that we never raid, so we knew exactly when it happened.
Right.
But it was weird.
And you probably have the same gym level, like
prestige. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
Whatever we're gonna call it.
Yep. Which was zero at this one because we had never raided there before.
Yeah.
Yep. So outside of that, I think it'd be if we did get raid passes, it would be a lot of us helping out
other people.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I wouldn't need to share mine with her. Because she would have one also.
Right.
So.
And you guys could also raid different locations sometimes if one or the other, or you both end up getting a pass
mm-hmm.
for the two different places,
mm-hmm.
you can invite each other. And
it's too much MPQ in the world for all that.
he's thinking strategically here. Yeah. Now, yeah. What you could do is go over here, pull some trickery on the system.
You can have 5 accounts that you just send out into the world to go raid and go invite yourself.
Because my strategy now involves how quickly can we do what we need to do in Pokemon. So
we can get back and play MPQ.
So we can get back on the couch and play MPQ. We don't have to go walk and go anywhere. So anyway, anything else about the new EX raid pass location or Pokemon?
No, I don't really have... I mean, okay, so the Deoxys come out October 1st?
Yep.
Okay.
They make their debut. We don't know which form yet. I think it's probably going to be normal form first.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk about that for a second, because I think there was a glitch in the system, right, where some people got an EX raid pass, and they showed up to a location, and there was just a regular...
So there was some confusion, because in the past, once an X raid invite goes out, there's usually no raids at that location until the X raid happens.
Mm-hmm.
So on this particular day, X raid invites went out, and then there was happened to be a raid going on at that location. So
like right before,
they were like confused. So they went out to go thinking that they had to go to that place to go raid.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened after that. The X raid got canceled at that particular spot
by Niantic.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they sent out a consolation: here's 2 regular raid passes, here's some Stardust, go have fun, we messed up.
Yeah. I took off work for this.
But what they said was that come October 1st and or 2nd, those people would get an EX raid pass.
Yeah, maybe. Some people did. Some at that canceled spot, they still have an X raid pass mm-hmm. that's valid.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't. Some people didn't get the notification that their X pass was renewed.
Weird.
Yeah, so I don't know what they're doing.
Oh, so all those people, hey, you went to an EX location and they gave you, 1,000 Stardust for your troubles. Come on over to MPQ.
Right?
Right. We've got cookies.
Just kidding.
No glitches over here. There used to be, but not anymore.
There's a lot of glitches in MPQ. They just usually don't affect me, but they also give out coins and ISO weight. And sorry about the fact that you couldn't log in earlier. Like, what?
But they haven't done that in a while. Remember, it used to happen all the time.
Yeah, it used to happen all the time.
We kept getting free stuff constantly.
Free swag, just left and right.
Yeah, probably early in the game and they're having growing issues. Like,
I don't know,
because
this game, I think, has been out 5 years now, and she's only been playing this year, so it's no telling.
Yeah, I was laid up in the hospital bed. Hey, why don't you play this game? I need somebody in my alliance.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to go anywhere.
Right, just lay there and play
this. Just lay there, just swipe. Okay. So anyway, let's move into a
bonus round,
and let's talk about what we've been hinting about the whole time: this old versus new. So I think we were having a conversation yesterday. So let me break down that one more time. We tried to do this podcast yesterday and we were just having all kind of technical difficulties. So we didn't end up doing it. But during our conversations, I think we were talking or joking about noobs or just talking about the state of Pokemon Go in our community anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, Pokemon Go Twitter account tweeted out this thing basically saying, hey, make sure you help out your new Pokemon trainers, and Mewtwo is a very difficult Pokemon, so make sure you go help him, things of that nature. So how do y'all feel about the new Pokemon trainers, or again, like I said, shout out to Matt, people who played it in the beginning and then basically took 2 years off?
Well, my thing is, Billy probably sees way more of these new people than I do, because I don't really get on the chat anymore. But I think it's kind of a comfortability thing, because we had our group and I knew everybody in our group, everybody. Mm-hmm. And there was just, we had kind of a rhythm to our group. Like,
oh,
everybody
yes.
knew what to do.
Yep.
We communicated clearly. I mean, I'm not saying we were perfect, but there was a good cohesiveness,
perfect
even with
victory.
Even right. with all those people. And then it was like all these new people came in, which is fine.
We love you.
Yeah. But it was like, it's like a lot of new people now. I mean, a lot of new people. And it's kind of taken over to where there's not a rhythm. There's not a way to communicate the way we did before. Everybody's kind of all over the place. I don't know any of these people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just kind of like, I'll wait till I see Billy or somebody that I know on the chat that I can talk to, because I don't know anybody here.
Billy. Yeah, I feel the same way. Like some of the new people, they want to be Chiefs right away and try to call the shots.
Yeah.
And it just builds confusion sometimes.
A lot of confusion.
Yep. So there's people that are in the quote unquote in the air trying to call the shots when they don't even see all the cars there. They don't see all the people on the ground getting
spoofers.
Yeah.
And that would kind of hack me off. But you do want to help the new folks catch them. And I do feel bad when they don't. And if I'm nearby, I say, hey, I can help out, you know, if you guys need help. But otherwise, I'm just going to sit at my place, playing MPQ or whatever I'm doing.
MPQ.
You know? The new trainers, they don't really know our system. And plus, I mean, you have a bunch of people that probably have social anxieties anyway.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of nerds that grew up playing Pokemon. And, yeah, I called you nerds. What?
What?
And so this new Pokemon game forced them to get out of the house, go make some friendships. But yeah, they don't know how to interact with each other necessarily.
Right.
And so that can just create drama, or it can create, you know, just this uneasiness or all kinds of things.
Well, and I'm not the most socially outgoing person either. I am if I know you. Mm-hmm. But if I just walk up to a group of people that I don't know, I'm not like, hey, what's going on, everybody? Like, what? Unless I'm in a really good mood. What? Stop looking at me like that. But what I noticed is before, when it was just like our core group, the original group, mm-hmm, it was so much fun when we would all get together because everybody was like, hey, what's going on? And now I think so many people came so fast that nobody talks to each other.
Yeah, they stare in the cars, so you don't even know the faces to the names.
Or we stand in a circle and nobody says a word. And it's like, hey, what's going on? It's just, I don't know. It's just the dynamic has changed a lot.
It has. Yep.
And I think before, because we went through growing pains with our group. So like when people would do stuff, we would kind of call it out nicely, like, hey, you know, blah, 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 or look up the address yourself, Google, mm-hmm, you know, whatever.
We didn't necessarily call it out nicely, but right, from what I remember.
But everybody we like worked it all out. Now there's so many people that people are like, oh, I'll be there, I'm on my way. And like I said earlier, we somebody said that, and I'm assuming when you say you're on your way, you mean you're 5 to 10 minutes away, not 30.
Well, and I think that's like we used to know. Like if Billy said he was on his way, we knew Billy would be there in 5 minutes. If we knew, I don't want to call other names of people who haven't been on the show, but if we knew certain people that lived in a city, two cities over, mm-hmm, were on the way, we knew they meant 15 to 20 minutes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And like, we knew that. So with these people, like, we don't know that. But we do know the normal etiquette that we've evolved into that they're not showing. You know, they keep saying, right, I'll be right there. But really for them, that meant 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And some of them want you to wait up until like it's 5 minutes to expire.
Yeah.
2 minutes. Let's go in the 2 minute mark. No.
No, we're not doing that.
No, man. You put everybody at risk.
Yep.
If for whatever reason you get kicked out, you can't go back in to go catch it.
So we wasted all our time sitting here, driving here.
Waiting for you.
Yeah, waiting for you.
And so now none of us get it, or like a good portion of us glitched out.
Yeah.
So I don't think the new people realize that, yeah, there is some sort of etiquette to the group. You're not the center of the universe.
Right.
There's other people that play the game that spin. Yeah. Yeah, you little jerks.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm past the lucky eggs, because we went through some pains on that one.
Oh, gosh.
Because I'd be like, I'm thinking, okay, I got the lucky egg on. We're going here, and then we're going here. And then people do their own thing. Okay, wait. Okay, I'm coming, but this happened or that happened. It's like, it was so annoying.
Yeah.
And so thankfully, you know, we got to 40, so we're past the lucky egg drama, but that would have made that, I couldn't deal with that with this new group.
And come on, people, we can split groups.
Right.
We don't have to wait till everyone gets there. If there's people that know that they're going to be late, some people can just stay behind. If you're not in a hurry, if you don't have places to go, you can jump into a group. So what is it? Six to eight people?
We've split on EX.
Yeah.
And a smaller EX, not like in the beginning where there was like 50 people there.
Mm-hmm.
But going forward, you know, it was less and less people showing up to these EX raid locations for whatever reason. We split those groups within a 30-minute time span. So if we can split a rare Mewtwo at the time, right, you can split your Zapdos that everyone has 20 of.
Right.
Yeah. I think, and I could be wrong again because I'm not on the chat that much. I think the other thing was when we started this a year ago or a year and a half ago, whatever it was, we had the mods were still not new, but they were still at level 32 or something, 34. Mm-hmm. And so they were all still invested. And at that time they were jumping in all the time. One of them was jumping in all the time, mm-hmm. organizing, helping people out. Da, da, da. Well, now it's kind of hard because all the mods got to 40 and now it's like, you're trying to help, but at the same time, it's like, I'm not on it like I was before. So and all these new people came on so fast. It's too hard to try to corral everybody, try to get everybody on the same page, try to jump in when you can, because you're kind of having to go way backwards,
mm-hmm.
you know?
I think the new dynamics will evolve and people will, you know, the dust will settle. Some people will get mad and leave or whatever. Good. We don't need your attitude.
Peace out.
So then you can have your core group again, mm-hmm. that understand each other, you know, that, hey, we all got different schedules and different ways of doing things.
Yep.
And the cycle will return once a new Pokemon come through. Once, you know, mods leave or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and then hopefully all these people will learn where everything is. And yes. We won't have a where is that, where is that, where is that.
That's a natural thing, too.
So yeah. I think my opinion on it is probably just piggybacking off of what
Unbiased Dan
said. Just breaking down that.
Fourth wall.
We ran into the same thing with the podcast, right? We had somebody leave the podcast.
Yeah.
And we had went through the growing pains with Mike B, right? So it was us three, and in the beginning, I mean, we were all trash. I'm not saying we're not trash now, but we're not as trashy as we were, right?
Our trash bag has the odor, the fresh scent.
Yeah, okay. So when we had the conversations about what do we do now? Do we continue with the podcast? Do we just do two? Is it a rotating door for a co-host? Do we find a new co-host? So we found a new co-host, but then we went through that same thing. How much time is the mods in Pokemon Go's case or whatever going to spend to groom the new people to get them up to speed to where everyone else is? Because they, if no one does that, then they'll never get up to speed.
Yeah.
And it will just continue to be like this until something else happens, right? Like mm-hmm. you said, until some new Pokemon come out and everybody kind of jumps back in or mm-hmm. whatever. So I think it's just a similar situation in that how much time are we level 40 people willing to invest in the coaching and grooming?
Well, and that's not a knock on the mods. It's just it is what it is. There's an evolution here. You know, you're evolving because we were all kind of evolving together, but the mods kind of helped us stay.
Look at you using Pokemon turns.
Oh, yeah.
Evolution. Mm-hmm.
But yep. Then it's kind of like, okay, well, we evolve. We're done. So we're going to come help you as much as we can.
We already maxed out.
Yeah. So good luck to you.
Yeah. Actually, no, I mean, the rumor that they were going to raise the levels kind of kept me in the game, like still using Lucky Eggs.
Yeah.
Even though I'm at level 40, I wouldn't level up necessarily, but that's not to say that I won't get bumped when they do release it.
Yeah.
But still, yeah, with the new people not understanding that if we're doing a campaign of raids, that you really have to join us at the next spot. You can't wait. You can't expect us to wait
mm-hmm.
for you.
Right.
Yep.
And I feel like a lot of people in our group originally were like, more hardcore. Mm-hmm. And I kind of was hardcore by default or whatever, because you were. But we were going hardcore.
Yep, we were.
Oh my gosh. And it's like everybody in that group was. It was like we were all serious. Everybody had been playing since day one. We were going. And now this new round of people, I don't know if they started and fell off or they just discovered it late or what, but it's like,
I think it's just a mixture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's like the hardcore people are gone now. Like we did it.
And we're in NPQ now.
Right.
Yeah. It's like just NPQ time. So anyway, it's almost time to wrap up the show. Does anybody have anything else Pokemon Go related that they would like to bring up or touch on?
I will say, because I was going to mention something about that, about raising the levels. I am really interested to see when that's going to happen, because we've heard it is.
I feel like it's time.
Yeah, it is.
I feel like, especially in the beginning, I was for sure it was going to happen this year. And I'm not saying that it won't still, but the way they were throwing out XP in the beginning of the year, I was like, oh.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's coming. Mm-hmm. And they tweeted about it. You know, they kept making tweets. Oh, congratulations to everyone who got to level 40 this weekend. Hey, did you get to level 40? Hey, you know, send us your pictures, tweet us your pictures and all this. And they did that multiple times. So it's like they made multiple campaign pushes to give people the right amount of XP or a lot of XP so they can go ahead and reach max level. And then, like, for what? What was the mad dash? Why were y'all giving out all that XP? Nothing has happened. So like I said, I'm not saying that it won't happen this year. I'm assuming that it won't happen this year though. So
yeah,
but I do agree, and we've talked about it on the show before, that once it does happen, the fact that they've let your XP keep building will automatically get a level or two up depending on how much extra XP you have.
And that's what happened in Ingress when they raised levels. People were all of a sudden bumped up.
Yeah.
However, you know, because they kept track of whatever XP it was.
Right.
So.
Yep.
I imagine that's how it's going to work now. Unless they release new medals that you have to get in order to level up. Like you have to get a gold medal and something. Or maybe they'll raise the medals themselves. Like you have to get platinum or get.
Yeah.
I'm
hoping for a platinum medal.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
And so, I don't think we talked about shiny Metagross. Did we talk about that?
No, you mentioned it in the beginning of the
show. Very beginning.
That was like 2 days ago, though.
That was yesterday.
So, what color? Do we know what color it is?
Yeah, it's mostly silver with gold trim.
Oh, that sounds cool.
And it looks amazing.
Okay.
But
the Beldum turns into Metagross, right?
That's right.
So we can get the shiny Beldum at Community Day and turn it into a shiny Metagross.
Yes, and I hear you can evolve it up to an hour after the Community Day
ends. That is so nice.
So you don't have to waste 15 to 20 minutes finding a good one and then evolving it while you could still be catching shiny?
Yes.
So I think that's one of the new things for Community Day coming up.
Cool.
Which is going to be October 21st.
My niece's birthday.
Shout out.
1 p.m. Central Time to 4 p.m. Central Time.
Which, yep.
And
so I'll be there.
I should be there.
Mm. So anyway, we talked about Let's Go Eevee, Let's Go Pikachu. I keep trying to push our website. Even if you don't go through our Amazon link, still visit the website, anxgamecenter.com. More specifically, anxgamecenter.com/shop. We have some links out there to Let's Go Eevee, Let's Go Pikachu. If you haven't already pre-ordered yours, you can do it there. And again, it's not some kind of weird spyware, malware, or anything. It's just an affiliate link, and then throw a couple of dollars back to our show so we can upgrade. Speaking of upgrading our show, we have upgraded a little bit. I know.
I mean, I'm here.
Well, there.
Obviously.
You know, yeah. Come on.
But you keep hearing us talking about we need to get more cameras. We finally got more cameras.
Yeah.
So coming soon, don't know how soon, but coming soon, we will be live streaming some of our shows.
And you can see our mugs.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Primarily on Twitch. We're going to try to do it on YouTube. Make sure YouTube doesn't kick us off because they don't play nicely with Twitch. Anyway, that will be coming soon. So let's go ahead and do the social media thing real quick. Follow us at ANX Gamecast on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, SoundCloud, and the Apple Podcast app. SoundCloud users, if you got to the end of the show and you can hear my voice, please remember to hit the follow button, and those likes do count. Send any emails about today's show to podcast@anxgamecenter.com.
That's it for today, guys. Thanks for listening to Anx Gamecast. Be on the lookout for more bonus levels coming soon. See you next time.
Later.
Holla.